Hello and welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. We are so glad that you joined us today. Today's topic is the prelude to marriage, which is the dating game. Are you taking it seriously or are you just clowning around?
Jam.
This is good music, right?
Yes.
Good choice.
The best.
But we had to play this.
This Bad Boy Reunion.
Bad Boy. Were you there?
Unfortunately, no. I watched everybody else on Instagram. I shouldn't have bought the Beyonce ticket. I should have went to Bad Boy.
Listen.
I went to Beyonce instead. I had to choose.
This chick and I danced the whole time. We didn't sit down for, it was literally 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there on time.
I was there right behind.
Nobody else was there on time. The concert didn't start on time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it was awesome.
Any opening acts or it's just all... Yeah,
no, it was... Who opened?
112.
Yeah, 112.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And then Jodeci.
Mary J.
My favorite. Mary J, DMX.
Wait, it was all the Jodeci?
Jodeci.
Well, DMX was there?
No,
DMX.
Not all of Jodeci. Only three members of
Jodeci. Only three members.
Who wasn't there?
Devontae. But Mr. Delvin.
He was, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. But I have to... Cherie got a rose from the stage.
From who?
Who gave you the rose?
I don't know.
Either.
One of the 112 guys, right?
Okay. So, yeah, they had a bundle of roses. And I looked over and Cherie had a rose.
I was like...
And on our way to the bar for the second time,
yeah.
She got stuck on ASAP Rocky. You all know who that is,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't know who that was.
I didn't know who it was. And I had my little crossbody purse and it had charms on it. And one of my charms got stuck on his sweater.
Oh, you literally got caught.
Literally was stuck to this man.
And this
young man. Yes. He's a cute little young man.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show. I have to introduce, we have a special guest in the house today. Our special co-host to my right is Mrs. Michelle Epps in the house. Ooh, welcome,
hi.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're
Michelle.
So glad you joined us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, our girl Stacy couldn't be here today. I think Stacy is traveling, right?
Stacey
or she just maybe
traveling,
just didn't want to be here.
No, she's on the road. She's in the air right now. Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
Right. And then to left is Demetrius Jones. Mm.
I still haven't come up with a catchphrase.
He came back.
That's my back. Cherie, don't scare me.
That's my male me. That's right. That's right. And to his left is never last, never least, is Miss Courtney Stewart in the house.
Hello.
Courtney, gonna keep it real.
Keep it real. All the time.
Keep it real.
And thirsty.
So let's get into... You thirsty? Oh, well, we're going to get into that.
I have to be a little thirsty these days.
All right, we're going to get into that. But let's talk about, like, these clowns. So how you living? That's our topic for our How You Living segment. Are these daggone clowns? Send in the clowns. What is happening?
They're popping up everywhere.
They're popping up everywhere. And it's probably because it's you know, Halloween is coming closer. But this has been happening for about 10 months.
Yeah.
And it's the sightings have been across America. And people are freaking out. Imagine, you know, you walking outside at night or looking outside of your window and this is what you see.
Mm-mm.
You know,
no.
Hey, I would definitely be in a tizzy.
Clowns weird me out.
And in a panic mode.
Yes.
So why is this so scary, though? Why does this scare us? Because clowns are really supposed to incite happiness and just, you know, silliness, quirkiness, joy.
It's grown people with face paint on. You don't know what expressions they actually make, and they look crazy, and you can't determine who they are or take any nonverbal cues from them. You have no idea what's going on. If they're going to stab you, there's a video going around where one walked into a Burger King or something and just walked up to this guy in his face, and the guy slapped him, and he fell out on the ground. But it's because you don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
You don't know how to react because they're not actually smiling. You don't know.
Yes.
You can't read anything from them.
And this is a serious threat. Like, they have websites now. Not mm-hmm. websites. websites and Twitters dedicated to clown sightings. If you see a clown, you're supposed to call the police.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting real serious.
You want to know what's funny?
It made its way into a press conference. They asked Obama about this.
Yes.
This picture, and then I want to hear your thoughts. Y'all probably can't see that, but apparently someone was looking out their window and saw a clown sitting on a bench. It was like, WTF. Can you imagine that? But these clowns are chasing people and kids into the woods with machetes. This is a real national crisis. All right, Demetrius, what you got to say?
Never mind.
No,
you don't really want to hear what I got to say.
I do.
And wait a minute. Let's toast to what you got to say.
Yes.
First off, when it comes to these clowns, I would ask, well, do they pull you over, ask you for your ID, have the itchy trigger finger and shoot you? Mm. No. Do they break into your hotel room, duct tape you, put you in the tub?
They haven't yet.
Do they try to get you deported? Then it don't scare me.
Oh. So if a clown just rolled up on you, you'd be good? You'd just be like, hey.
Well, one, I'm a black dude. Clowns don't roll up on me. Ain't gonna happen.
Are you serious?
It's not gonna happen.
Okay.
You remember that one video where that dude, he was in a garbage can, he popped out on a black dude, bop, that's it.
You could be provoking the clowns in America right now. So they might be coming for you.
Do they have guns?
Why don't you give out your hand? How do the clowns get in touch with you since you ain't scared?
Oh, okay. I'm in LA every day. I ain't hard to find.
Okay.
Please come.
Now, please. Don't come for me.
Please come for me.
This morning they said that the clown masks have gone up 300%, the sales of clown masks.
Oh, have mercy.
So everybody else is scared except Demetrius.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
Halloween going to be a mess.
I'm not scared either. If you come to me and I don't know you and you have a clown mask, going,
what you gonna do?
If I need to, I'm gonna hit you.
I got a taser.
I can guarantee you this: there is no one in all of Metro Detroit who is scared of this. No one.
What about kids though? Because the creepy part was like they were hanging out like in the woods.
Not
in,
even North the kids Carolina, of Detroit, are
and they were
of
trying
this.
To get the kids to come in the woods and stuff.
But a lot of people worried about
that's concerning.
Back.
Yeah,
that is concerning, and a lot of people are afraid. They have an irrational fear of clowns. It's what the color phobia.
What's the key word?
I don't know.
Phobia.
Irrational.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it's still, but it's a phobia. It's a real issue for some people. I knew a pastor, I'm not going to shout him out, but I knew a pastor who terrified of clowns. Terrified. So this has to be
Kramer on Seinfeld was scared of clowns.
I was scared of clowns when I was little. I remember I was sleeping in my aunt's house and she had a clown right there on the mm-hmm. wall. And I was like, I can't sleep in this room with that clown. Because it's like the clown is just looking at you.
Looking at you, yes.
Yeah, so.
Mm. It's scary.
So what'd you do? They took it off the wall?
I took it off the wall and turned it around.
You was bold.
Oh, okay.
You in your aunt's house moving around?
I put it back in the morning, at night.
Well, wait. Okay. Let me tell you, this is, that pic right there was, it's on, Clown Paranoia, it's called. And an officer in Texas is apparently in a little bit of hot water. Officer Latrice Petaway, because she wrote on Facebook, she just kind of got tired of all the clown stuff. She said, this clown crap is really getting on my nerves. And then she allegedly advised, pop a cap in the first clown you see.
Is she black?
Listen.
Her name is Latrice.
Yeah,
did she say pop a cap?
I want a racial profile. Yes, pop a cap. And the first clown you see, somebody needs to just hit one. And the rest of these fools will learn. I think she's black. I think it's safe to say she's black.
That's fair enough.
I wouldn't advise attacking.
Pop a cap.
Popping a cap. That's assault, battery, attempted murder.
Somebody could die.
Bunch of different claims.
But this is kind of funny, though. Because it's Halloween is coming up, too. Like,
yes.
You're right.
It's
a little funny.
As long as they don't hurt anybody.
Until one pulls out a machete on you.
Exactly.
Right. It's all fun and games until, mm-hmm. yeah.
Until somebody gets hurt.
Exactly. So, but you know, it's interesting because I wanted to kind of see where the fear of clowns came from. Where did that come from? And there is an infamous serial killer. Mm-hmm. Y'all familiar with this infamous serial killer? In the 1970s, John Wayne Gacy.
Okay.
And he would appear, one of his jobs was he would appear at parties, mm-hmm. entertaining children, and his name was Pogo the Clown. And he was obsessed with clowns. They said he would regularly draw them. He had paintings and stuff of clowns. They discovered that this man had killed 33 young boys and young men and buried most of them in the crawl space at his Chicago home. So that's kind of what got it on and popping. What you got to say, Demetrius? That's what you got to say?
I have nothing to say about this. Nothing. Honestly, when I saw it, I was like,
really?
What the hell is this? Was Sheree drinking? Was she this?
Listen, this creeped into a press conference. They asked Obama.
They were getting the FBI involved because they're worried about terrorist threats because people are going online and sort of starting these little communities and terrorism could be an element of them. They have children. They've had to close schools across the nation because dumb little kids are going online saying they're the killer clown from whatever and they're going to take out entire schools. Like, it's a big deal.
It's real.
Because it's costing people money now. You can't be closing school because somebody says they don't dress up like a clown and come kill everybody. It's not okay.
This is real.
Stephen King says, stop with the clown stuff. It's not funny.
And he had a clown, but there was a clown in his movie.
He ruined my life for a few years.
I'm saying, he didn't help the issue at all.
And I ain't even scared, but he scared the crap out of me with that movie for a minute. Mm. So you see the end, and then you're like, oh,
which movie is this?
It.
It. Okay.
You remember the crazy clown?
Yes.
They were killing themselves in the beginning. And
yes.
But then at the end, it's really dumb, so you get over it. But you have to get to the end.
What about the clown dolls under the bed? What movie was that?
There's a clown doll under a bed?
I mean, there are a lot of, yes.
I feel like there's clowns all the time. I think Ronald McDonald's probably the scariest clown.
Demetrius wants to talk about Kim Kardashian getting robbed.
No, what I'm about to do, I'm about to pray right now. No, I'm about to pray this segment gets over.
And wait a minute. Speaking of prayer, prayers out. No, on a serious note, prayers out to all the people in Florida that are threatened by this Hurricane Matthew.
And Haiti, who just took it.
And Haiti. 103 people killed?
Yeah.
I've always wondered, and this is something I need to Google, because I know that Haiti and the Dominican Republic are on the same island, but Haiti always seems to experience much more. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, is it the location? They made a pact with the devil. So
okay,
that's why they call it
I mean, that's what they say.
Haiti. Instead of hell, it's called Haiti.
That's why the word on the screen is.
They do a lot of, like...
But the Dominican did get hit by...
Some scary Matthew. Stuff.
Yeah.
Haiti be having it hard. And just FYI, this is a talk show, so you can't opt out of talking.
I am speaking. Okay.
I don't like the segment, so I'm not going to comment. No, don't work like
that. I have commented and let you know that I'm not laughing.
He doesn't care about the clowns.
Precisely.
He's from Detroit.
He's protesting
the
clowns.
If you roll up on him dressed as a clown. We're all clear.
Please do. Please do. Yeah. Anyone who knows me, roll up on
funny.
Them too.
Well, let's get into the meat of our segment today. On last week's show, we talked about marriage and till death do us part is really not, it's the vow that we make, but we don't really take it too seriously. It's more till unhappy do us part. So what was interesting Demetrius subscribes to the unhappy. If you're unhappy, you just leave. Yeah. But what we did unanimously agree on is that perhaps, and I think you said this, Demetrius, we said, is it too easy to get divorced? And you said, well, it's probably too easy to get married.
Yeah.
That's probably the real culprit and the real problem. So we want to talk about the dating game. And what should we be doing when we're dating? Should we be taking it more seriously? For me, I do kind of see dating as a separate thing. You know, and then when you get married, marriage is its own entity. Dating is its own entity, but not really. Actually, dating should be a piece of the whole process. You should look at it that way. Marriage is not... You know, I'm getting a little tongue twisted. Not the end, it's the means to the end, so to speak. So we got to take dating, I think, a little more seriously and stop clowning around. Speaking of clowns, let's talk about dating. All right.
Dating.
So dating, what's your dating philosophy, Courtney?
I have to go first?
Yes.
I don't really have a dating philosophy, as I've come to discover in the last 3 months.
That is not a good thing.
Because I'm not really dating. So I haven't been single in forever, and I'm single now. It's only been a few months, and I'm trying to...
I didn't know you broke up with your guy?
Oh, didn't I say that? Like,
no, you did not say that.
We didn't know that.
No, you didn't.
So do, do you have a boo thing?
So how long were you together?
We were together.
You want to talk about this?
Like 10 years? 9 years?
Wow.
Nine years?
How old am I? 34? Like 9 years. Yeah.
So this is a big deal then.
I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not like, it's been the case for a minute. That's why I thought, I'm pretty sure we talked about that. Wait, how long y'all been broken up? I'm pretty sure we talked about. Well, maybe it was complicated when.
Right, maybe it was earlier, complicated.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Now, is it a touchy subject? Is it something that you...
No, I'm comfortable talking about it.
What happened after 10 years?
I mean, nothing specific happened, and that's probably why it's, if anything, that's what's difficult, is that it wasn't like a specific thing. It was just sort of a buildup of things over time, probably for the last, I would say, year and a half, and it just... Gotcha. It doesn't work.
What are you going to do differently this go round?
I don't know. I don't want to do anything. I want to hide under a rock and never, like, deal with a dude again.
Let's toast
to that rock. Because sometimes we do need to fall back and take a beat and just be still for a minute.
Yeah.
We're going to get to you, Demetrius.
Michelle,
what's your idea of
I think it depends
dating.
On what type of man... you meet, because you have some men who like the girls from the twerk team.
Oh.
There's something new I just found out about.
What's the twerk team?
They really have a twerk team.
You
on
know
Instagram.
The twerk team, don't you? I know you know.
I don't know what that is. Don't even try to act like you don't know.
They have girls that are members of this twerk team.
What?
I've never watched it, but men like the twerk team.
I've seen the twerk team.
See, and they just twerk, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the twerk team is. Maybe we should put that back in the middle.
Okay, see,
so. Who's the bigger lush? You? So what does that mean, the twerk team? What is that?
I think, my point is today, because of course I'm...
Do you have a blueprint? Now I know that you're married, but prior to that, was there a blueprint? Was there a strategy to actually dating? And when I say, let me say this, for the sake of this show, when I say dating, I'm talking about a prelude to a marriage. I'm not talking about, someone looking for a hookup. I'm saying someone that really wants to get married and is spending time looking for people, spending time with different potential prospects. So
I have my own blueprint. I'm not giving you some immediately. Unless it's certain things, I have to feel comfortable and know this is not going to be just a one-time thing. Because I'm not the girl who can just, you can hit it and never call me. I'm going to be like, wait a minute.
So what does he have to do? What do you need to happen to feel that level of comfort and security?
I think I need to know that I'm special. And, it depends from each man. Because for some men, introducing you as his girl is a lot, because he normally doesn't have a girlfriend, So, special things, a Chanel bag. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. But, things to make you feel special. But, where you know that you're the one, you're special to him.
Yes. Okay.
But I'm not giving it up immediately.
So, you feel special on the first date, what's the timeline?
About a week.
Because we all have secrets.
But see, if you all are together every day, all day for a week, hours have been spent. It's like college credit.
So it's kind of like a month and a half in real time.
Right. I can't laugh how I want to laugh right now.
we're funny. We don't give it up if we want to give it up. It's that simple.
That's the real talk.
It's real. Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I don't really care who gets upset about this, but I think real talk, some of the best advice that anyone has ever given females, period, was Steve Harvey, with the one thing that he said, that you really should wait 3 months. You really should. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Why?
Because within that 3 month period, no guy can keep it together if he's not genuinely interested in you. I don't care how fine you are. I don't care how good you may be in bed, how good you look. I cannot, if I'm not really interested in you, knowing how women are, I'm not going to put up with your shit for 3 months. It's just not going to happen. Month two, I'm going to do something where you'd be like, I'm so glad you never saw me naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
But women can't hold out. A lot of women can't hold out 3 months. Oh.
But if you're praying and I feel like
if you're praying what?
You're praying.
So the Lord's gonna say, give him some.
Now it's time. Now. No, what I'm saying, to, he said a lot of women can't hold out. They cannot. Be and I'm saying sex. You can't. You can have strength. No, through God. Like,
if you're, amen. You yes, know, you can.
You can have strength where you.
Yeah, you can.
I've done it before, so. It definitely takes
God.
I was celibate. Yeah. It does take God.
What's like the longest you've been able to like just hold out? And
5 years for me.
Yeah, never that long. I'm like, that 5 years, I can't even put it together.
5 years, yep. Mm. Yep.
With nothing?
That's your definition of nothing.
Because people be like, I'm holding out, but like, I'll do everything else.
No. There were times when, you know, we would go a little too far, but we'd stop and pull it back. But it was never a reckless abandonment. Like, oh my God, we're going to do this. We're going to have sex. We really, I had just gotten saved. It was in 2002, I believe. I got saved in 2000, so I think I met him in 2001, and we were both on the same page. See, it helps when two are agreed,
this and
you
is true.
Can absolutely you can walk in the same direction because it would be difficult. So when I was, you know, weak, he was strong, and when he was strong, you know, I was weak, and it kind of, you know, we balanced each other out. It worked. It was difficult, but you know, it can be done. Everybody's quiet. So let's get back to dating. Now, Demetrius, do you have a list?
Of what?
Do you have a list of traits and qualities that you want in a woman?
Yes.
Did you physically write the list down? Because I was told to do that. Oh. Make it plain.
No, I've never written it down, probably more so for fear that someone might come across it. And so, you keep in mind...
What you got on the list that you don't want somebody to see?
Well, you know, sometimes people's, you know, feelings could get hurt. Because what if I have things down there and she doesn't... Yeah, and she doesn't match up with it, you know?
Yeah, so, but I don't think I would be insecure. If I'm your woman...
Look,
you know what I mean?
Are you like, tearing up the paper if you run across it?
No, that's his. I wouldn't do that. That's his list. That's what.
It's just easier to keep it up here.
I agree.
Women are nosy. They go through your stuff. I didn't.
That is a very general statement because I am not nosy. I'm not nosy.
Men are nosy. They're stinky nosy.
Let me say this: whenever I say a term that applies to all, I really mean some.
Okay.
And typically, though, I would say on average, no. I would say on average, them plus women across America, if you leave a woman in your house, you know what's about to happen. So,
you know what? I'm a little offended by that.
Okay, well.
What's going to happen? They're going to look through your stuff.
Yes.
I would never do that.
Michelle. Michelle's not chiming in. Michelle ain't saying
girls
nothing.
Are you dating? The most stuff I would look through, though, is your kitchen cabinet because I need to eat. If I'm at your house and I'm trying to eat, like, I wouldn't be like in
sit your ass down, stay home.
If you left me in your house and left me without food that I was allowed to eat, then I'm going to go through your refrigerator.
Don't, far as I'm concerned.
I'm just letting that.
So you don't even go to the bathroom. You sit wherever I left you until I
get there and pee in the cup.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Well, you wouldn't leave. According to your theory, you're not going to leave anybody at your house.
I leave a nanny cam watching.
That's what I knew. He's going to leave a camera. I'm going to see what she going to do.
But, I do have some things that are non-negotiable.
Tell me the non-negotiables that you have.
I tend to like attractive women, first off. And okay. So I'm not going to date someone that's not attractive.
So you have to... So you have to be attracted to them. Right.
Yes, but they also have to be pretty, attracted. Too. So it's not a thing.
But beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
No. You know. If you see somebody that I'm dating, you know. You know.
She can be average or she has to be fine.
Scale from 1 to 10. What's as low as you'll go?
7.
Okay.
But she got to have a lot of personality if I'm going to a 7. She got to be.
Who's the lady that you like? We're not going to call her out, the actress, who is not pretty.
I don't remember.
Yes, it's some actress that you really liked on TV. And she's not pretty. But you like you said there's something very, very sexy about her.
Yeah, now that'll get you a long way with me too.
So then you don't really have to be a 7.
It could be a 5, but real sexy.
No, I'm pretty sure she was a 7.
Oh, she was?
I'm pretty sure she wasn't.
We gotta talk about that.
Again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Can I write your name down? I want to know.
I can't remember. Yeah. So what, Courtney? If you're when you're dating, because you will at some point, you're gonna get out from under that rock. You're gonna get your confidence back.
I don't have a lack of confidence. I just don't want.
Yeah.
Because like you said, dating is like a precursor to something for real, and I'm not. Mm-hmm. Into for real.
But when
into
I say quickies. When I say confidence, don't
moments.
Let me tell you what. When my marriage broke up, I did lose confidence in myself to make good choices. I'm like, why am I choosing? You know what I'm like? Because you are the common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
In any broken relationship, if relationships don't work out, if a marriage doesn't work mm-hmm. out, you can't just blame the other person. You chose this person. Mm-hmm. So I did lose my confidence in the ability to choose the right man.
I think that's a good thing, though, because I think if you do lose your confidence, even momentarily, it gives you the opportunity to reflect. To figure out, okay, why did I make this choice? Because sometimes it's not just the choice of the person, but it's the choice of how you responded to them, how you didn't see red flags. Well, you didn't pull mm-hmm. them. I always say this, because red flags go up and some women come up with excuses as to why they should ignore it. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like the person who raised the red flag should do something for you to pull it down and say, okay, well, that's an exception. I can look past that because this, and this happened. But a lot of times, and guys do this too, where they're dating someone and it's like all these red flags are going up and then they're just ignoring them. It's like they're just moving past them.
Why? Feelings?
The guys that I've known, it's been... Yeah, it has been feelings. That's just the best way to describe it. It's just feelings.
See, that's why I think it's good to make a list. And to be able to look at that list, because I really think you gotta put your feelings in check.
But Sheree, you should make y'all remember when Chili made that list on that show?
Yeah, she had about 30 things. But that was ridiculous. She's also crazy. No, like
we say that.
I think she. I don't know her. I'm just playing.
Clinically.
I'm not
crazy.
Saying clinically. I can't diagnose. But like watching her do that dating show, I was like, how could you ever date anybody? Like all you do is like. Check mark, check mark, check mark. And that's not human interaction. That's not human connection. That's nothing. Like, you're out of your mind.
I agree with you.
So are you against making a list?
I'm against making a list. I think you should have certain things that you care the most about in your mind with a few things. Like, some general stuff. Like, you want somebody that can make you laugh. And you want somebody that's intelligent. And you want somebody that is motivated or, you know, something like that. Like, but she was like,
your waist. That's pretty much my list right
Your waistline has to be a 22 and, like, your... Too specific.
Yeah,
it
that's
insane.
Very, but you know what? I know too. You have not because you ask not. Sometimes you have to be specific.
Not that damn
no,
specific.
But let me tell you. I think I would recommend making a list. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna make a list, and I'm gonna have 3 columns. I'm gonna have what I desire.
This is about to be
well, yeah, because I want a 6-pack.
This is going bad.
I want you to be at least 6'2" with a 6-pack. That's what I want. That's not necessarily what I need. That's one that'll be in the middle column. I can do without that. If you have like the left column will be the first column, my non-negotiables, things that I absolutely have to have, integrity, a sense of humor, you know, somebody that's spiritual, somebody that's secure financially. And, you know, those are non-negotiables. Then I have the 6-pack. In the middle.
You don't even need to do, you need to stop at that left side because you know where you're going. And no offense, I don't know.
How Chili. You don't tell me you're how to write my list?
You're veering into Chili territory now.
No.
From that show, and I'm sure she's changed now, but you're veering into
Chili territory.
You're veering into that. And you say, well, why can't I write my list how I want to? You can. It's not going to be effective. You talking about 6'2", a 6-pack?
Because sometimes, too, though, like, okay, yes, you write down what you want. You write it so, you speak your reality. But at the same time, you have that permanently in your brain every time you interact with somebody. Even though you say, oh, I can negotiate on that. I can negotiate on that. Mm-hmm. You still, in the
back consciousness of your mind, you be like, you could meet an amazing person and maybe they're serving almost everything. And you're like, there's a part of me that's like,
you're not
into you because you're not.
I don't think, yeah.
You only have a 4-pack. I want at least the 5.
See, I know me.
I'm just kidding.
And I know that I would bypass that to have the other qualities.
Okay.
That it would be nice. I don't need that.
But what if you never get to see the deepest of qualities because there's a portion of you that's not entirely invested yet because there's some things that are kind of missing on the iffy category.
You know what? Because I'm in a different space now. I think when you don't have success in a marriage, and like I said, you try to take some responsibility. You try to do things a little differently. You try to be a little more open-minded, you know. But still, I mean, there are some things that I will not budge on.
Like what?
But integrity.
What's the real thing? Tell us.
Don't lie. I need to be able to trust you. This is one of my things. Mm-hmm. If you tell me you're gonna do something, you gotta do it. Mm-hmm. You have to follow through. Now I understand life happens, things mm-hmm. happen, but there needs to be some type of communication. Like, hey, you know, I know that I said that I was gonna do this, I'm not able to do this today or whatever, mm-hmm. But I didn't forget. I have to be able to trust you because I have no security.
I think I'm going to add that to my list. That's a good one.
Integrity. Yes.
I might move it up.
You know what I feel, though? This is what I've realized because even, like, I pay attention. I've been looking at relationships. You know, just, you know, you just are paying attention. I'm very aware. Mm-hmm. Because I get what you're saying about you do have to take responsibility. But sometimes I think when you've been with someone so long, like you said, you were in a long relationship. You were married for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been married for a long time. Sometimes you get into a different space in your life where you're just not into that. Like, I don't want to wash your clothes and have to cook for you every night anymore. I'm just not into. I just don't want to do that anymore. Like, I want to focus on my career and things for myself because I've never been that person to put me first, which you should do.
And that's awesome. And you are entitled to that. But here's the thing. Did you discuss that in the dating phase?
No.
That's a problem.
But what if you're dating? Because people get married now, like 28 to 32, I think, is like the range where most people are starting to get married right now. And 28 versus 48, you might just be in a different space.
It changes.
And you didn't necessarily know to discuss that in the beginning because you weren't even aware of it yourself. And then you sort of evolve into something different.
Yes.
And I think, obviously, you should try to talk it out and work it out with your husband. But that also wasn't the contract you made when you got married. So then do you just not? That's why I believe in, phases.
If you are watching this show, you know now to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to spell out gender. What do you expect me to do? I love to cook, but I don't want to be in the kitchen every single night. But I think... he's shaking his head. I'm thinking you have to have these conversations.
I think because I think Michelle is right. There's it doesn't matter if you talk about that. We're talking about 20, 30 years in the future.
So you don't think we should talk about it?
But your feelings can change.
But you can.
No, I understand. I understand that the feelings, you know, we're going to grow. We're going to grow in different directions. Life happens. Now, you know, your kids grow up and now you want a career. It happens. Some things will be, you know, left unsaid. Some things you don't even know to think about to say. But I think we should start having open and honest conversations and communication.
You don't think people do?
No.
Yes, some people do.
In the beginning, when you first meet a man and you're talking, because at the beginning, they're interested in everything you have to say. They're listening, what you like, with this and that. You tell everything, because women are very truthful, I think. Mm-hmm. I want 5 kids. I want to be married. I want this type of wedding, and I want my husband to rub my feet. Women are very upfront about what they want. Now, the problem is they think they can change what the man is willing to give, because men tell you, too. That I don't want to be in a relationship. And then women think, right now he doesn't. But once he gets my cooking,
see,
you know, and once he gets this nookie, you know, all of that, then things are going to change.
She said nookie.
Nookie.
Yeah. Don't miss that.
That's proper to say, right? I don't want to, you know.
No, nookie is fine. Nookie is fine. Yeah. You know, I just think we probably should be having more open and honest conversations. Communicate what you want, what your desires, but it's a partnership. There's a reason why the majority of marriages do not work.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be helpful just because we're doing life together. Marriage. Yeah, but that's, I don't think there's enough conversation coming from the married people in our lives that are adults and have been in it for a while.
So even my parents,
like, they're not giving back to, like,
that's a good
maybe
point.
You guys, this is what we experienced and we sort of moved through this weird space at this time because of these reasons. These are maybe some things you guys should think about, because otherwise, no, my parents have been married 39 years and I ain't never had a conversation about marriage other than you get married because you know,
have
the
you
Lord.
And
not really, because I don't really talk to them like that. But like, if I did, but I'm saying, but we weren't raised in that sort of like really personal. Like some families are closer and like our parents are open, and but most of the friends that I have, their parents were not open with them about what marriage really is like and what it was like to go through.
But you know
it
what?
And,
well, that's because they're trying to trick you into it most.
Well,
times.
And you get a lot. There's
that's
a,
why my mama mad.
That's funny. There's my old pastor used to say, "More is caught than taught." So just you, by virtue of you being in that space and that environment, you got a lot. You got a lot. Even though it wasn't set, you got a lot.
I got a lot. Yeah. But I think the details, like, you're trying to be real specific. Like, we need to talk about these things before
we
get to marriage. And I agree.
I think we should talk about goals, what we're trying to do, where we're trying to go, what we're trying to build.
But at 30, I don't know that I need to talk about that.
I want to piggyback on this point because this is important. Because a lot of times when people discuss marriage, people love to start saying, this is a contract. This is a contract. Now, I'm a contracts attorney. Even within contracts, as you enter a contract, you go out 30, let's say we do a contract for lobster, right? Price of lobster when we do our contract typically is $20. Mm-hmm. Let's say aliens come down, destroy all the lobster, and all of a sudden lobster costs $200,000. Mm-hmm. I won't even have to fulfill my end of that bargain because it's impractical now. Mm-hmm. And so if you go out into the future and you don't want to, as a woman or man, however it's set up, you don't want to wash clothes, you don't want to be the caretaker anymore 30 years into the future. You can understand that. There's no amount of talking that's going to cover every situation.
No, but you know what, though? You're absolutely right. And I'm not saying that you have to absolutely stick to the contract. We talked about that. You can't budge from that.
But people feel that way. They do.
But what you said is there's no way you would go into a business deal and not have a contract.
People do it all the time. That's how.
Yeah. No, we're talking about you.
Who, me?
You just said we had a contract, lobster, something happened to lobster. Now that, you know, that part of my contract is null and void.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you had an agreement. You talked. You found out what are my responsibilities? What do I expect from you?
Right.
You know, you had real in-depth conversation.
I'm a bad comparison because I'm an attorney. So, of course, when I enter a business relationship, I'm going to do my best to have a contract. That's like comparing people who get married to marriage counselors. They're not going to be on that level.
So let me ask you this. Do you guys think that, because I know sometimes, you know, when you belong to certain churches, that is a requirement. The pastor, before that pastor will marry you, you must go through marriage counseling. Like, I don't know how many sessions or whatever, 5, 6. Do you think that people should have to?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sure.
Absolutely. I think it should be, but I believe it should be part of the state law in regards to it, that you should, mandatory.
Yeah,
mandatory.
Agreed.
Because you learn, because some things you don't want to talk about, you know, you don't ask, or you don't even think to
ask. And you don't think to ask.
You're just caught up in the joy of, I found a man, or I found a woman, and they want to marry me, let's do it. You know what I mean? Because those extra things, I'm being real about
that's real.
Women are raised, little girls are raised, that you grow up, become a princess, get married, you know,
you're
not
like a queen.
Exactly. And you don't, they're not teaching us, make sure, girl, he can pay some bills, make sure he wants to have a job. You know, we're not taught that kind of stuff, those type of things. So I do think, because marriage counseling opens your eyes to the other person's feelings and what they're looking for, and vice versa.
And what about, I know we got to move on to our Halo Award, what about, quickly, the money conversation?
Money's important.
When
do money, we you have can't get married. That. Money's important.
Have it from the beginning.
Like, what do you mean the beginning? First date, second date?
I mean, like, in the beginning. Like, I don't mean, like, let's have a financial breakdown of everything you've ever done from the beginning. But I'm personally financially very aware. So, like, I will start. Those conversations would start very
so
early.
So what do you,
like,
say? You and Demetrius
are
on a first date.
On a first date? I'm not going to look at his credit or anything.
Okay,
but
second date.
So we're on the first date right now?
Third date.
We're on
Can
a third
we be on
date?
The first date, though?
You going to want some if you're on the third date.
He ain't getting none because I'm celibate. Take that. No.
Tell him 3 months.
You
right.
Told me
got
that.
To wait 3 months.
Before we came out here.
Oh, well, you got dinner by.
Look all at
right.
that.
I don't
this is never
this,
enough time.
The sizzler.
I love the sizzler. Really? I love. Yes, I love the
scissors. You have to go to a good one.
Look, all the dudes who are listening right now, if you take Cherie out, she loves a scissor. There's one in Pasadena off Arroyo.
There's one on Van Nuys.
See? Can I tell you something? If you take her to the scissor, she will never call you again.
No, they can't. They can't take her to the scissor. Please, somebody take her to the scissor.
Wait a minute. We need to have a conversation. We're doing dinner at your house. We need to have some conversations. Wait, I'm confused.
All right, let's get into our Halo Award that Courtney is going to present.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in line with the subject of the last 2 weeks, divorce, marriage, and dating. This is a couple that seems to have gotten it perfectly right, you guys. Our Halo Award this week goes out to Alfred Duncan of the hashtag Forever Duncan. For those of you guys that missed it, it was a couple, a black couple, beautiful, beautiful couple that basically Alfred proposed to his girlfriend, Sherelle, on October 1st, and in the same day, also had completely arranged the wedding. So he'd been planning this for months, and she didn't say no. She said yes. She cried. She jumped up and down. She was losing her mind. She was super excited. A lot of people were like, oh my God, she wasn't going to get to pick her dress, and it was this whole thing. She had been designing her dress for months and had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Because they were working with another company, this designer, to do some t-shirts, and she also was like, oh, well, I want you to help me with, like, my dress line, and so it was a friend, and, like, so she this whole time, she's like, oh, what would your ideal, like, wedding dress be, and blah, blah, blah. So she designed this whole dress. Her whole family and friends were all involved. And everybody was there, so it actually was like just miraculous and beautiful. And it gave me anxiety when I first heard the story. I was like, oh, he proposed and he got married. That sounds awful. But when the details sort of came out and they talked about it, she was thrilled. She thought it was the most amazing thing ever.
That is awesome.
And there's nothing he can probably do ever to live up to anything else, like, after that for a surprise, because that was an insane surprise. But she was excited and pumped and thought it was the best thing ever in life. And they are happily married now and vacationing and
that is
love.
Lovely. And bless them. We wish them many, many, many years of happiness.
I have a comment about this.
Uh-oh. Yes, what's your comment?
I'm scared. To all the dudes out there, you know how they had this disclaimer, like, after shows with stunts and things like that?
Don't try it at home.
Do not try this at home. I'm very
it's
happy.
Aggressive.
I'm very happy for them. Yeah. I have been married before. I've been in long-term relationships. I would never, ever, ever do this. And I've known these women very well, but hell.
Why? Because you don't think you knew them enough? Or you just... No,
they're not going to like it. And I've never dated or been married to any woman that would like this.
Oh. But I think it's probably the type of women. Yeah. And no, not hating on any woman you've dated to try to say anything. Mm-hmm. But this girl, I saw some of the video when she was walking to him at the altar. I felt like this was her life.
Yes.
Like, in my eyes, you know, kind of the same way you're feeling. I'm like, okay. But she loves this man with all her heart.
She does. Mm-hmm.
They have a relationship that we don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. That some bond. Because you can tell how she walked up to her husband.
She could barely walk. She was calling on the Lord. She could barely stand up. Yes. She was overwhelmed.
That's so
overwhelmed.
In a
all
great
that.
Way, though. Not
all
like
that.
Overwhelmed in a
all that.
I would
but
be overwhelmed in a scary
though,
way. She was overwhelmed in a joyful way.
Don't do this.
But because I don't have to have the dress and all that, because that's for everybody else. The whole at the church, because you spend a lot of money. I like to spend my own money instead of spending it to impress other people.
So you want to pay for your own wedding? Is that what you're saying?
No. I agree with that.
I'm saying we could surprise me on the engagement. We can go get married at the little art house. What was this?
I don't know what that was.
You know,
I don't know where they were. It was like
he worked it out.
They were proposed in one place and then walked. Like, I don't know where it actually.
And I think it's hot, but I'm like, no,
it's beautiful.
Don't do this.
You
know,
you can surprise propose, but a surprise wedding is just too much.
I think if we're there,
for them, I'd go for it.
It would depend. Yeah, it would. Yeah,
like
it'd be so many.
If it was special, like, oh my gosh. You saw that, right? Did you see that in my
eyes?
So you the one. So
yes.
But if he's not that one like that, you know, it's just, you know.
Wait a second. Wait. Hold
up. I need a runaway bride.
If he was special, this is okay. But if he's not.
But you.
Why y'all getting married?
No. Oh, I'm saying you couldn't do that.
If
sometimes you just date people and y'all are just dating because you love each other's company.
I see what
but
you're saying.
A marriage, we're not trying to do all
well,
that.
Well, you know what I want to mention? Well, first of all, like I said, we wish them much, much success and happiness in their marriage.
Sure.
It looks like she has found her king and he has found his queen. And how many clowns does she have to kiss to get to her king? So praise Jesus for that. I also wanted to kind of shout out Cookie and Magic Johnson. They just celebrated 25 years of marriage. And that is the ring he put on her finger as a I love you, and you know, just you know, to honor her. It's a 25 carat diamond, and it's not about the ring. We know that it's not about the stuff, but what that represents. Their story is pretty amazing. Their testimony is pretty amazing. They were only married a month. Now they had two broken engagements when they were courting. I think took a total of maybe 8 years off. They were off and on, off and on. She finally gets her man, and a month into the marriage, he has to tell her that he has HIV.
Oh, I didn't know it was only a month.
And she was pregnant at the time with EJ. So you can imagine, she was obviously devastated, and these are her words, devastated. But what kicked in for her, she said they cried for 2 days, just held each other, cried for 2 days. She said they prayed. They brought God into the midst of it. And she said at that time, HIV was a death sentence. So she really thought he was going to die. So her thing, what kicked in for her is, till death do us part. And we celebrate them. We honor them 25 years later. They are thriving. They are happy. And, you know, there is a reward for hanging in there. If you don't get out of the boat too soon, if you, you know, if you weather the storm. So, yeah, we say kudos. Kudos. To them.
But
yes.
Don't display that ring on social media. That's how Kim got robbed.
Like, don't tell anybody where the ring is.
Just saying.
Demetrius.
You might want to think about
that's
it.
Your end. You want to talk about that Kim story so bad.
Courtney, no, the only thing that bothered me were, you know, people questioning whether or not she really got, you know, robbed. And I'm like,
it bothered you?
Yeah, it kind of did. It kind of did because...
We ain't got time.
We ain't got time.
We ain't got time.
That's right. That's a conversation for after
this. We ain't got time. And, you know, sometimes I think we want something easy. We want the glory, but we don't want the story. And certainly Cookie and Magic have a story. So in closing, y'all, we got 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Give me your final thoughts, Miss Courtney.
Final thoughts, dating... It's defined differently for everybody, and you got to define it for yourself.
That's right. What's your takeaway, Demetrius?
Oh, I don't know if I said this last week, and if I did, I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat it again. Who you're, when you get, you're marrying whoever you're dating. That's my philosophy. So
I like that.
And watch Pitch on Fox.
I love Pitch.
I was surprised.
I thought it was going to be horrible. Hey, horrible.
That's sorry. Another horrible. Show. I mean, that's another show. Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay, so I want to say, if you see a clown, just move into another area. And then when you're dating, be who you are. Be very real and upfront.
I like
and
that.
And be who you are. And going into the marriage, know what you want, know what you stand for, and don't let anybody change that.
Love it. And how do people keep up with you, Michelle?
Michelle with an E, all E's, no I. Michelle Epps, Epps.
I love it. Let's circle back. Tell people how they can keep up with you, D.
Oh, like I said before, if y'all want to send me naked
pictures. We don't have time for all that.
Send it to Cherie Fletcher across all platforms, and she'll go through it and get it to me.
Lord,
if you got anything
he
else.
He ain't watching the time.
I am Demetrius. I'm taking 10 Instagram followers to get it.
And I is E-Y-E of Demetrius.
She thought it was I.
All right. Let me give... Okay, go ahead, Courtney.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
All right. See? That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Finish it up.
Demetrius is a clown. They count us down.
You have to have a roughneck in the bunch.
Yes, and we do. And
the lawyer roughneck.
So my takeaway would be, you know, you have to practice. Dating is practice, but it's serious. It's serious. And you don't win games unless you take practice seriously. So take it seriously. Have a goal in mind. And like Demetrius said, the objective is marriage. Don't waste your time. And sometimes we have to kiss a lot of clowns before we can get to our king. But don't settle for the clown when you can have the king. And that is our show.
We're talking about practice.
Practice.
Practice, man.
Practice.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
We need an hour.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.